This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you live and direct from the beautiful Rough Rider Center in Watford City, North Dakota, where the North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties are holding their annual meeting. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen. Glad to have you along. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here.
Hello.
He is busy parsing the words of the one and only Michael Moore, who I think endorsed Donald Trump. I can't believe what's going on in this world. But anyway, Todd's going to have a report on that before the end of the program. We had scheduled, as you may have heard from our promotional announcements the last few days, and announced a conversation today with Newt Gingrich. And late last night, they asked if they could postpone that, possibly because he was in a bit of a knockdown dragout with Megyn Kelly on Fox News last night. And I actually side with Newt on this one, but I want your take on this. Newt or Megyn Kelly, whose side are you on this one? We'll give you a chance to hear that. Brent Sanford is going to stop by. Brent is the lieutenant governor candidate with Doug Burgum on the Republican ticket for governor in North Dakota. He, of course, is here at the annual meeting of the North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties, but also the mayor of Watford City. And we'll talk with him a little bit about, you know, a role that could change for him. Obviously, could, when I say could, means is he elected? And if he is, Doug Burgum and Brent Sanford, instead of being at the legislature saying, here's the deal, here's the life we're living, here's the help we need in these counties and communities that are being impacted to bring this enormous amount of prosperity and allow this great resource to be developed. Now you're on the other side of it. Now everyone's saying, hey, what about me? What about me? So we'll talk about that role change a little bit and how he will use his time here and in communities like Watford City and in the middle of this to inform his role should they be elected as lieutenant governor. So looking forward to that. Also, Jesse Veeder will be here. Jesse is a Nashville recording artist. She is a columnist. She is a rancher. She and Jerry Samuelson, who's the Veterans Service Officer in McKenzie County, are talking about a fundraiser they're doing to help the new Vets Memorial Park in Watford City, which is great. And our buddy the flagpole guy is going to be here. So, how about that for a busy program? Looking forward to the conversation today on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you by our friends at North Dakota Oil Can. Check them out on Facebook or at their website, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Jesse Jackson is coming to North Dakota today. So you know it's official. We have us a protest. You know, when Jesse Jackson and the Renner Riot show up, you know it's time for prime time, right? I mean, this is, we're going to go global now as if we weren't already with this situation, having been at, UN conferences in Switzerland and at the White House and everywhere else. You know, all of that is chump change compared to Jesse Jackson rolling into town. Yeah, and reports that Leonardo DiCaprio is coming and some other Hollywood actor I've never heard of, supposedly a big deal, was down at the casino yesterday. So it is full-fledged, you know, bring out the professional protester time, ladies and gentlemen. It's happening. It's underway. It's going as we speak. I want to get your opinion on something. I find myself enormously frustrated with the commentary about the Dakota Access Pipeline situation, and I find myself connecting that to where we are at in this country, in the way of the two groups of people, sadly, that I believe you can put people in. And I don't like to do groupthink, but I see the world right now, more specifically the United States right now, more specifically than that, the voters, in two groups of people. Makers, in other words, people that get up every day. I told a story yesterday about the restaurant we were at, Village Inn, for our talk radio town hall. Talking to Abe Sackig, say, Abe, when did we first meet? My gosh, 1983, 4, 5, you were cranking out all kinds of fun promotions, and we were doing live broadcasts at the Ground Round in Grand Forks. How many restaurants have you built since then? He didn't even know. He said, I don't know, 50, 60? somewhere in that neighborhood. And he said, you know what? They're always fun. I have so much fun building these things. Right? And he said, you know what? He hadn't met Doug before, and he was waiting for Doug to come. And he said, I'd like to visit with him because I'm really worried about Obamacare. He said, building restaurants isn't fun anymore. That's chewing up more and more and more of our profit. So onerous regulation, stupid legislation, what does it do? Stifle innovation, stifle an innovator, a maker, building restaurants and employing people. That's a maker. Let me give you an example of a taker. One of the commentators, and there are zillions of these, on my Facebook page and on every blog and site you can see about this Dakota Access Pipeline. And she's talking some specifics about the pipeline that are just lies. They're flat-out lies that, you know, I don't know if she's read them somewhere, if somebody is dribbling these into her ear or what. But this woman is speaking with great conviction, but the majority of this is a lie. Here's what she said. The fact is, the pipeline was supposed to run under the town of Bismarck, but the town didn't want it because they were afraid of their water being polluted. There's about three things that could be shattered in one sentence. There is no fact about the pipeline ever being planned for Bismarck. Wasn't true. Not true. No rejection of it by the town of Bismarck. Not true. No concern about the water supply. If they were concerned about the water supply of this pipeline, why wouldn't they be concerned about the water supply of all the other pipelines? So crazy.
Can I ask a question here?
Please.
If the pipeline were built north of Bismarck and started leaking, doesn't that river also still run south?
Yeah, I suppose, you know.
And so wouldn't that still cause the same problem?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many directions you could go with this, you'll get a headache trying to answer it. I mean, the spills happen, yes. This one happens to be, you know, 98-some-odd feet in bedrock below the river and, you know, have every protection you can imagine and being shut down and everything else. If you're going to believe that pipelines are a danger to the water supply, you ought to be kissing this pipeline. You know, big smooches on this pipeline because it's the best, latest, greatest technology. Okay? If you want to be concerned about pipelines, go to the ones that are, you know, go to the Jensen Farm north of Tioga where the federal government wasn't doing its job in inspecting the pipeline and it leaked and is still being cleaned up in a farm field up there. Worry about that one where the Fed screwed up. So it's a fool's errand. It really is. Here's just one more sentence. Energy Transfer, the owners, pushed for it to run through treaty land close to the Standing Rock Sioux Nation without consultation with the tribe. Not true. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers approved this. You think they're going to do anything without consultation with the tribe? Now, they're arguing more consultation should be done. Well, that's of course because people like Jesse Jackson and Leonardo DiCaprio and Robert Redford and all these people that don't have a flipping clue, they'd want to consult us to death, right? To be death by consultation. But to say there was no consultation or they picked it, do me a favor. Go grab a map of North Dakota and then go grab a map of the Dakota Access Pipeline route all the way from North Dakota from the Bakken down to Illinois where it's going to the refineries and draw a line. How would you route the pipeline? Now, they've moved it 509 times. I believe that's a North Dakota number alone. Maybe it's pipeline-wide. Out of concerns for, you know, particular areas that were sensitive. 509 times, move the route here, there, whatever. But draw a line. The Standing Rock Sioux tribe has not been picked on here. I mean, it's victimhood. Here's my point in raising this. I'm not going to read anymore because I'll have a heart attack. The point is that's a taker. That's a griper, a taker, a victim, a poor me is what that is. Now, you tell me how that person's getting ahead in life. How that person's kids and grandkids get in the way of a lesson of, you know, look, no problem with disagreeing, no problem with protesting, lawfully, legally, raising your points. If you don't like pipelines, you don't like fossil fuels, fine, it's America, you can say all that. But what she just said here, in two sentences, is flat out lies. It's lies. So, we find ourselves at a time in this country where two groups of people vote, takers and makers. And the makers are victims. They're using lies and distortion and riling people up to what outcome? Then you have the chaos that we have in this presidential election. Then we have the truth. The truth being challenged. The truth is not hard to find. If you use your noodle, you'll find the truth. But the truth is like a needle in a haystack right now in the middle of this chaos. That's not a good thing for this country. That's not a good thing for this state. And I don't exactly know what we do about it. But when there are more takers than makers that go to the ballot box, you're going to get Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. And you're going to get a very different America, a very different Supreme Court, a very different regulatory environment. This is a, you know, very dangerous time. It really is. I want your take on my take. 800-228-0550. Back with your calls, questions, and comments after this. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. Soybean cyst nematodes, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major hidden crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. However, SCN is manageable with variety selection, crop rotation, and seed treatments, but it starts with detection. And North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a SCN soil testing program again in 2016 free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the NDSU Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Contact your local county extension agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We're back in Watford City, one of my favorite places on the planet. And this new Rough Rider Center is really something. The North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties holding their annual meeting here today. This is a great spot for your meeting, retreat, anything. It is just incredible. Next time you buy, take a tour, take a look around, see what you think. You're going to love it. It is wonderful, for sure. We are brought to you in part today on What's On Your Mind by our friends at MyPillow. How are you sleeping these days? You getting a good night's sleep? You know, that's the most important thing to your health. So if you're struggling at all in the health department and looking to take it up a notch, maybe order up MyPillow. And right now, we have a 4-for-1 deal. Best deal ever. This is the 4-pack special for $99.88. You get two of the premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows for a savings of $179. Holidays will be here before you know it. Maybe a little Christmas present or two, and you get your own pillow out of the deal, and, you know, keep one and give three for gifts. 4-for-1. Call 800-506-9028. That's the special number for our listeners. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. All right, let's get to the phones here. I want your take on the news of the day and my little commentary here. Mark in Wyoming, what's on your mind? You're first up today on the program.
Yeah, I'm calling. We lived on the Yellowstone River when that pipeline broke. And, you know, it was all up and the best thing at the time when they put it in. But they don't keep it up. And when all that starts going bad, they didn't even know it was leaking. So it leaked for days. Well, I mean, not days, but a long time. And made a lot of people sick, and we even had to be evacuated. So thinking that it's going to be safe is not the fact of the matter.
Well, Mark, do you know how many pipelines are underneath us in this country?
Yeah.
Miles of pipeline?
I'm in Wyoming. Yeah. God, yes, I know how many pipelines are in the ground.
Okay, so
They leak all the time.
When product is put in that one end of a pipeline and goes to market without fail, what percentage of the product in pipeline actually gets from where it's going, from where it starts to where it's going without any problem?
I'm sure there's a lot less than what you think.
There's a lot what?
These pipelines leak all the time. The natural gas pipelines out here are popping all the time out here.
Now, Mark, you didn't answer my question, because the answer is, The vast majority, like 99.99% of that product gets there safely. Now, there's car accidents every day, right? Does that mean you don't drive or I don't drive?
That isn't the point. The pipeline's going to leak one way or the other. I don't think it should be even close to any water source.
Well, that's like saying there's going to be a car accident. It just is inevitable. There'll be car accidents today.
Start trucking it.
So you think it's safer to truck it?
This is easy as anybody, man. And you're giving more jobs by hiring truckers than to pipe that in there.
Well, you might want to consult with the Native American community in North Dakota, because they've made a strong argument to have less trucks and to have more rail and pipeline transportation to make it safer. That was one of the arguments they pleaded for, and I think rightfully so. Because
you're really biased, dude. You're biased from the...
Pardon me? I didn't hear the last thing he said. Did you, Ton? He hung up, though.
I think it was something about being biased. I think that's what he said.
Oh, being biased. I see. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to give him some facts. So if he was calling hoping that I would go, yeah, pipelines are terrible, they're awful, they're bad. Do they leak? Of course. Accidents are going to happen. How often does it happen in proportion to how much it's transported? Isn't that basic logic for us to consider as part of these arguments? Tim,
what about all the cars that leak?
Yeah, my point is, statistically, if you get up every day concerned that a pipeline is going to leak and it's going to impact your water or whatever, then you better never drive. You better never get in a plane. Because statistically, you're in a lot tougher spot flying or driving than you ever are from being harmed from
a pipeline. If you plug in your hair dryer in the morning, you could burn your house down. You better not do that either. I mean, let's make a list. You can't live in a bubble.
St. Anthony, North Dakota. A lot of common sense down there. Tim, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
And Scott, I just wanted to thank you for last week coming down to St. Anthony and having that discussion with us. That was very nice. I'm going to say something here. It's probably not politically correct, and I really don't care, and I'm sure I don't speak for everybody in North Dakota. But I just wanted to say to Jesse Jackson and his civil rights cronies that are coming up here today, in my view, they're not welcome here. And there's nothing good that's going to come of it by their visit. And I hope they would reconsider. you know, but obviously won't. They're just going to add fuel to the fire, as they always do. And I just think it's just an atrocity that they're even considering coming up here.
There must be enough cameras that have descended on North Dakota that it now is worth Jesse Jackson's time to get in front of one, because it's his favorite place on the planet Earth, right? He's got to be in front of a camera. What's he going to say? Is he going to say the same old stuff like, oh, I was going to go north of Bismarck and then they decided to stick it to the natives? Not true. Is he going to say, you know, the treaty should now supersede everything else? Which, by the way, that's a dangerous argument. So, okay, the treaty now supersedes everything. So now are you going to cash in everything that you've received as a result? Right? You're not voting, are you? Because if you believe in the treaty, you don't have a right to vote now. I mean,
Mr. Jackson, I hope you get involved in the protest today, and I really hope you get arrested. That would be the highlight of my day, you know, and, you know, they jump in all around the country in these protests after the fact, and they do absolutely no good. You know, they've done more to set the civil rights movement back in this country more than anybody, him and Al Sharpton both, and they should both be ashamed of themselves. And, just not welcome here, in my view. And again, I'm not speaking for everybody, but I dare say who's going to call and say differently. You know,
appreciate the call, Tim. Thanks a lot. By the way, the honor was all mine to be amongst some good folks down in St. Anthony. I look forward to being there again when this is all done, to just kind of do a little after action. It's a sad chapter that pains me what the folks are going through. Law-abiding, good citizens getting up every day trying to make an honest living, being harassed in the manner they have. It's just phenomenal. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it. Joe and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Are you there, Joe?
Yes, I am. Actually, I agree with your last caller on what you said, too, about takers and makers. The really unfortunate situation here is, you know, what they're teaching the youth down there right now, this lawless behavior that's been going around the country, to think that came and rooted itself in North Dakota is really sad. You know, you're talking about the water and the pipeline. That's just an excuse at this point. We've got more people from out of state over there acting with lawless behavior. I'm glad they're cracking down. And actually, I think they should arrest everybody who steps off, you know, public land onto private land and shut this thing down. I think our local law enforcement legislature let it go on too long, and now you've let this national media nonsense and these celebrities that come in here trying to get their 5 minutes of fame, feel good about themselves, come in here and take this over. It really needs to be shut down. It was embarrassing when it happened in the other states, but to think that we are allowing it in our own state, it's really sad. It's sad that we allow that to happen.
It is sad. There's a lot about this that's sad, no doubt about it. Joe, appreciate the call. Thanks so much. Jeff and Keene, Chris and Bismarck, Jim and Fargo, want to chime in? We're also going to catch up with Brent Sanford. Stay tuned. More coming up from Watford City.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah, good morning. Just calling in response to that fellow from St. Anthony talking about Jesse Jackson showing up today out there to the protest. He's right. Nothing good's going to come from him showing up. The only thing that's going to happen when Jesse Jackson shows up is, you know, somehow he's going to put race in it. The pipeline's racist. You know it's going to happen. It's inevitable. That's all he does is throw race into everything. He's not there to try to get this problem solved. He's going to be another agitator. That's all he's going to do. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Appreciate the call. Others welcome. 800-228-0550. You can text Todd, too. Haven't given you that number yet today. I hope it's in your favorites. 701-226-8503. That's the text number. 701-226-8503. You can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at TitanOutletStore.com. Have I got a deal for you? That should grab your attention. The Scott Special at Titan Outlet is 11% off. So if you're looking to save some money on some iron, folks, go to TitanOutletStore.com. Take a little browse around. Find something you need, you want, and make your life easier, and save 11% on it. Check out that 2013 Case IH 1255 planner. It's a new one, never been in the field. But it's 2013, so it's aged inventory, but 24-row, 30-inch spacing, front fold, 2-point hitch, drive clutch, bulk fill, 22 gallons per minute, pneumatic down pressure, rear towing hitch, no roll markers, Pro 700 monitor on it. It is great. Check it out at TitanOutletStore.com or call them at 218-233-3700. 11% off, because have I got a deal for you. Did I mention that? Jeff and Keene. What's up? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, sir.
Beauty. Morning, Mr. Scott.
Good morning.
Hey, I just wanted to address your caller, your very articulate caller from wherever he was that said we needed to truck this oil. It's the kind of stupidity that has been perpetuated, I guess, here. You don't hear anything when they crossed the Missouri the first time up by Williston. There was no complaints when they crossed the Little Missouri by Killdeer. And they're not that 16-inch going underneath the Cockawea right now. There's no complaints on it either. Kind of curious on they're trying to protect the water way down there, but they weren't worried about the water that feeds the water they're now worried about.
Well, by the way, let me add this. Standing Rock Sioux Tribe was given personal notification, didn't need to do it, but above and beyond efforts to invite them to participate in the hearing specifically on the routing of this pipeline by the North Dakota Public Service Commission, and they did not attend. They didn't go. They ignored it. They blew it off. It was incompetence on the part of the tribe. And now they go back and invite every goofball on the planet Earth to try and make their case because, you know, water is life. It's a made-for-TV protest. You can't get sucked into the arguments on what they don't let them set the stage where the arguments are, because all you do is waste so much energy stating the obvious. You're doing the best job here in pointing out the fact that, hey, look, there's pipelines out of the rivers here now. There's millions of miles of pipeline in this country, and this is just the issue du jour to try and get them on TV, get some fundraising going, get heard, you know, be relevant, I guess. I don't know. It's sad, though.
Yeah, laziness is what I'm going to attribute it to. Yeah, you're not going to worry about anything until it's basically on your doorstep. So.
Maybe.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Have a fabulous day. Enjoy Watford.
But that doesn't mean ranchers and farmers and folks trying to go about their lives, get their kids to school, have their lives upended because of their laziness. Good point, Jeff. Appreciate the call. Chris Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, am I on?
You are, sir.
Okay. The FBI, has anybody told them that Jesse Jackson's going to be in North Dakota? Because last time I checked, it's pretty common knowledge that he owes between, what, $12 and $15 million in back taxes to the IRS. They want to throw Trump under the bus and call Trump out for illegal activity or immoral activity on his taxes. What about Jesse Jackson? He's been running around for, what, at least a good 10 years, owing millions of dollars to the IRS, and he's still running around free. I say the FBI, you know where he's going to be later on today. You know where he's going to be tomorrow. Get down there and arrest him.
Good idea. Mike in Watford City, you're next. What's your take?
Hello, sir. I was wondering the Jesse Jackson thing. Is he going to make it a racist thing? I was kind of thinking, what color is the pipeline? Is it black or is it white? You know, how can that happen? How can he make something like it a racist issue? Because that's all he does talk about.
Well, it's Jesse Jackson, right? I mean, he could make anything racist. And I'm sure will. I mean, the predictions, no doubt, will have less, in my mind, this will have less to do with, you know, routing or anything else and more about the fact that it is where it is because, the government's willing to stick it to... Yeah, it's a soapbox. It is, yeah.
Hey, I was wondering, can they paint the pipeline green? Then we'll just call it green energy.
I like that idea. Yeah, we're going to give that a try. They should go that way next time. Some more green energy, and hopefully this time without eco-terrorism, too. Yeah, appreciate the call, Mike. Thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number, 701-258-0550, on What's on Your Mind. And we are joined now, next, since we're in Watford City, at the Rough Rider Center, for the Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties annual meeting, the mayor of Watford City, Brent Sanford. Hello, Mr. Mayor.
Hello, Scott. How are you this morning?
I'm well. How are you doing?
Great.
So, gosh, I don't even know where to begin. Many times we've had conversations here in Watford City about Watford City and about McKenzie County and about what's happening here, and you're about to go on a completely different stage. Obviously, you've been on a different stage for a while, asking for the votes of North Dakotans in your race for Lieutenant Governor with Doug Burgum. How's it feel?
Well, I tell you, it's 13 days away, Scott, so it's getting down to the point where we're so excited to see how this turns out. It's been a long road, 6 months of it, you know, of up and down, and then you throw in the national race with Trump and Hillary. It's been quite the stressful time, but it's something where Doug and I are so excited for this opportunity to be able to serve the people of North Dakota. We really hope that we're successful in 13 days from now, and we're still out talking to people every day and trying to get the message out and looking for votes and talking about our main premises behind the campaign, you know, balancing the budget without increasing taxes, building great communities, top-notch education system, top-notch economy, you know, and ways how to get there, and working together with legislature, working together with local leaders, and it's very exciting. We're getting good reception, you know, so I'm very excited about our opportunities here.
What part of what you've done in Watford City most excites you if you have the opportunity to be lieutenant governor, be part of a Burgum administration, to take this statewide?
Well, the local communities initiative, the building great communities, I mean, that's something where I was just speaking in the conference about the fact that the people in the oil and gas producing counties understand that. Because we had employers come to us and say, where are employees supposed to live? Are they supposed to live in campers out in the county, or are they supposed to live there forever? We're worried about long-term employees, employees that will have these jobs for 20 years, 40 years, 50 years. And where are they going to live? You need to build your communities up. So this was something we got from employers for over the last 10 years. And as the oil and gas producing counties organization, that's been the concern from the county side, from the school side, from the city side, is how do you put that infrastructure in so that growth can happen? And Doug takes it a step further with how do you build that, how do you create and build and foster that innovative Main Street and downtown district where you've got the shops, the unique retail, the unique living spaces for all ages, the walkability, and something where his vision of downtown Fargo, he feels, ties in with the vision of the West, trying to build out these communities for the future employees. They come into being very, very tightly with the same type of premise. And so that's been exciting to see, to be able to provide input from a local level of what do you do with skyrocketing valuations, and then what do you do with your mill levies to keep property taxes reasonable, and what do you do to fund these types of initiatives? Where do those funds come from? Different state programs or developer assistance, you know, what they might be. And so Doug and I have had a lot of conversations about that, what we've done in the West, and you try to, you know, fit that together with what's happened in the East and come up with a statewide plan and for any area where there's a growth potential.
What issue do citizens, voters, folks that are kicking the tires on who to vote for on November 8th bring up the most? What's the issue you hear about the most?
Economy. You know, and you hear property taxes everywhere, but what people talk about with Doug is more like economy issues, you know, because we've had a flattening in the eastern part of the state and a decline in the West, and so what's he going to do about it? What are his plans? And Doug's so excited about everything that North Dakota has to offer, so this is a little bit contrary to what people's fears were in the beginning of, is he just going to be a tech guy? No. Doug put his company, Great Plains Software, in North Dakota because he loves North Dakota for its people, for its opportunities, for its work ethic, for what we are, the open spaces we have, the resources we have, and he's excited about all the energy that we have and all the potential in coal, all the potential we have in oil and gas. His vision is to mirror technology gains and growth with the growth in those industries and be able to have clean energy, be able to have our own ways of getting clean power out of that coal in the ground.
Watford City can be a model for the rest of the state, can it? To be able to manage growth and yet do it in a way that's, I mean, we're sitting in this Rough Rider Center right next door to the new Watford City High School. This community has, you know, you look at the last 5-10 years, phenomenal growth and amid a very busy time and an energy economy. Yeah. So this can be a model, can it?
We've had to grow. We were forced to. We're in the center of the core, and there's geography, there's distances to other cities, and those long-term employees that have to be within 15, 20 minutes of their job, they have to reside here. So we had an opportunity and a challenge ahead of us in 2010. But you look at the U.S. Census has even caught up to us. The Census Bureau is estimating that there are 6,708 people in Watford City as of 2015. From 1,744 in 2010. And they have a hard time counting people in this environment with all the temporary units, and we still show that kind of growth.
So just think of that percentage growth on a statewide level, and you know, at least this is a pretty good model, because you need a model to be able to pull off something like that on a larger scale.
Right.
Pretty amazing. Well, be safe on the campaign trail. Thanks for checking in.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
We'll let you get back into the annual meeting. We'll chat with Sean Gaddy a little later on, too. Sean's doing a presentation that I know Brent's interested in.
Come Absolutely.
Up. What's he going to talk about?
Impacted oil communities and what type of infrastructure needs are still there.
What is left to do in the way of infrastructure.
What's still left to do.
Yeah, we'll find out a little bit more about that from Sean later on.
Thanks, Scott.
You bet. More coming up on What's on Your Mind, live from Watford City after a short timeout. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, What's on Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Have I got a deal for you from Titan Outlet Store. And if you tell them I sent you, you'll save 11% on this new 2013 Case IH 1255 planter. 24-row, 30-inch spacing, front fold, 2-point hitch, drive clutch, has the bulk fill, 22 gallons per minute, fertilizer with the tank bulk fill, Pro 700 monitor, no roll markers, rear towing hitch, and more. Check it out at TitanOutletStore.com right now or call 218-233-3700. Tell them Scott sent you and you'll save 11%. TitanOutletStore.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
On your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We're live at the North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties annual meeting, Rough Rider Center, Watford City, North Dakota. We had a scheduled interview with Newt Gingrich, former Republican presidential candidate, Speaker of the House, and one of the top surrogates to Donald Trump today on the program. It was actually canceled late last night. They are going to reschedule it. We don't know if the reason it was canceled had something to do with the confrontation that he had with Megyn Kelly on Fox News last night on the Kelly file. We're going to play that for you. And I think Michael Moore is even endorsing Donald Trump right now. I can't believe it. We have the audio. We'll let you decide. Jesse Jackson is making his way to North Dakota, along with Leonardo DiCaprio and lots of other professional protesters. What do you make of that? We're talking a little bit about that today. I also started the program
talking about some of the things that are said about the Dakota Access Pipeline that are just provably false. There are a lot of hype. And I'm connecting that to the presidential race right now. That when there is this absolute disregard for truth, when the truth is a casualty of our political discourse, of our daily dialogue, I don't know how we come out of a nosedive like that. And I'm seeing all this noise on the Dakota Access Pipeline. And by the way, I've yet to find, there's maybe a handful, Clay Jenkinson, who's not really a full-blown critic of this, he has some concerns and has raised the history of it, done it well, I believe. Tony Bender's a newspaper guy from down there. He's consumed the Kool-Aid completely, sides way more with the protesters and those arrested than he does law enforcement. But, you know, when we go back and forth, it's not like, you know, hate, vitriol, venom. But the vast majority of this group of people is just spewed complete venom. Lies and venom. So you get on the air, like I do, and say, wait a minute. Why this pipeline? What's the concern with this pipeline? How is it different than any other pipeline? It's not true that it was originally routed through North Bismarck. It's not true. We've dug into that. You know, when you actually bring them facts, then you are the scoundrel of scoundrels. Right? You are... I mean, the things I've been called are just unbelievable. Now, I don't care. I'm not telling you that so you feel sorry for me. My point is this. When the truth is a casualty, and then you try to point out, no, wait a minute, here is the truth, and then you get that kind of venom and seething hate back, how do you ever come out of a nosedive like that and have a conversation about that? It's takers. Gimme, gimme, gimme. It's this militant view. The makers have to outnumber the takers or we're finished as a country. The United States of America will cease to exist as we know it. Hope that's not too strong for you, but that's what I feel. Let's go to McCluskey. Brian, what's on your mind?
Hey.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, this Jesse Jackson deal, it's not about color at all. It's about follow the money. He's out here for the money. The Indians got money now, and he's out here getting it.
Yeah, I'm wondering. You think he's getting paid to be here?
Oh yeah. You think? Why would he come out here? It's all about money.
Yeah, there's usually a little pay for play involved when Jesse's around, right? And then he'd probably try to go to Energy Partners in Dakota Access and say, now, we can make this go away, but I'm going to need some money. Some money.
And it's just suspicious that it's right around election time. Everything's planned around election time. I think after the election, after Donald Trump wins, this is all going to go away.
Carolyn says on our Facebook page, are the Reverend and his vast entourage traveling to North Dakota via wagon train? Horseback? Perhaps walking? Someone should ask him if he knows the location of the oil pipelines that transport the fossil fuel that he uses in his extensive travels to protest his perceived inequalities. Oh, and no photos or videos should be posted to social media by his entourages. Obviously, they would be ashamed to be in possession of a cell phone made with oil.
Yeah, man is always about the money, and you follow the money. Oil is money. Indians want money for putting the pipeline on their land. You know, if that was the case, they knew that wasn't going to happen. So now it's not about race. It's about the money.
Brian, thanks for the call, sharing your opinions with us. Cliff on the road, got a half a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. Hey, your call from Wyoming was spot on. Let's put it all on trucks. I'm a truck driver. There's so many trucks on the road, you wouldn't be able to get from Williston to Minneapolis or Williston to Houston. Now, most of the major rivers run north and south. We got to get the pipeline from the we got to get the crude from the west to the east. So, I mean, pipelines are the safest, most economical way to transport crude oil. We know that. As far as DiCaprio, he's pumping millions of his own dollars out here, And like your texter said, did they come on horse and buggy, or did they fly in their private jet? They want gas and oil to be $15 a gallon for us to buy, because it's not going to affect them.
Yeah, who's the actor? Who's the actor that came yesterday? I don't remember his name. Todd, do you know?
Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, Ruffalo. You know what he's bringing? Solar panels. He's got some company that's, he's trying to hawk his...
Is he flying in a solar plane?
Green energy. No kidding. Thanks for the call, Cliff. Good to hear from you.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, Scott Hannum from What's On Your Mind, inviting you to join my wife Maria and I and our entire family as we tour beautiful Norway. June 19th through July 2nd, a midnight sun celebration tour. See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, and the majestic mountains. Our guide, the one and only Carol Juven. He's been to Norway 153 times. So, Carol, where are you going to take us?
We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar and the Olympic city of Lillehammer. See the most spectacular mountains and scenery in the world, including Geiranger, Stalheim, and, of course, Bergen.
And I understand there's some fjords in our future, too, right?
There are 122 fjords in your future.
Come join us to enjoy the best of Norway. Space is limited. Call 1-800-343-0093 and Carol will send you a complete packet of information. 800-343-0093 is that telephone number. Welcome along. Let's go to Norway.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. Or if lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.